Okay, and welcome back. Hour number two. Well, she may not know where all the political bodies are buried, but she sure knows a lot of the dirt, the connectivity, talking about connecting the dots. Kelly Nelson is a limitless repository of what you'd call tabloid magazine truths
about
our, about our political system. Huh? That just sort of rolled off my tongue. Anyhow, how are you, kiddo?
I'm okay. How about you, Mr. Rentz?
I'm still here, holding up the holding up the platform as well as possible. And boy, we have a lot going on out there. It's just incredible.
Oh gosh, it's incredible. But you know what? I want to do a commercial for a minute because I got so many questions from people in email after I was on last time. I just want to tell some people some things that they need to know for their health. And by the way, I have Allicin C. I keep it in the drawer, and I use it, and it doesn't take many. Now, I don't take this every day, but if I get a cold or a little bit of sniffles or even I don't feel too hot, I will take one of two of these a day for about 5 days, and I'm fine. This stuff is good stuff, and I'm telling people you need to order this, and you need to put it in your drawer and keep it and get three or four bottles of it. This is a smart thing to do, but I want to also talk about two drugs I talked about last time because they're very important besides Allicin C, and that's N-acetylcysteine. You know what that
NAC.
Is?
Sure do. Got 12 bottles of it.
Yes, and I don't know if you sell it, but you should at least take 600 milligrams of it a day, okay?
Yeah, I take 1,000. You're right.
Double it, okay?
600 minimum, agreed.
Now, look, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist, but I read a lot, and I get a lot of information from not only physicians who are my friends, but from other people who have written about this who are physicians. This N-acetylcysteine can actually help to stop the proliferation of the spike protein in your body. So, what have you got to lose to take a couple tabs of this every day? It's
cheap. Why do you think they made it so hard to get? Because it works. It interferes with the connection to the ACE2 receptor.
That's
from the
right,
spike protein.
But it's not hard to get.
No, it's still there, thank goodness.
It's not
NAC.
Hard to get.
Just look up NAC. That's right.
Yes, NAC. But it's ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine that are hard to get. But, like I mentioned last time, ivermectin is also something that can stop, if you've taken the vaccine, stop your body from shedding if you want to be around grandchildren who have not had this. And there is a good possibility from everything I've read. Again, I'm not a physician, I'm not a pharmacist, but what I'm understanding is that this thing, if you take it every week the rest of your life, can help you retain your life and not die from the vaccine. Okay? Now, you can order ivermectin, it's called ivermectol, from alldaychemist.com. Okay? Got it?
Right. Alldaychemist.com. Alldaychemist.com. Right.
Okay. If you get COVID or any of these variants that they don't even know how to test for because they've never isolated COVID, all of this is a big bloody lie. But if you get sick with any of this stuff, if you've got ivermectin in your cupboard, you take, okay, this is if you get sick. This is what they tell you through this India website, All Day Chemist. You take one the first day, 48 hours later, you take another one, and then for the rest of your, well, if you only got COVID and you want to get rid of it, you take one a week, okay, till it's gone. But if you want to stop the progression of the spike protein, stop the shedding that could happen in your body, you get this and you take one a week for the rest of your life. Now, in France, it's over the counter. In India, it costs a penny a pill. Yeah. And thank you, America. We can't get it here, right? Isn't that... Unless you go through, if you go through America's frontline doctors and you talk to them, you send them a message, they will give you the person or the doctor to call in your state who will prescribe it for you.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. So, now you, so that's my little commercial.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words on all the products. They're critically important in these days. And as the immune system becomes more and more suppressed and depressed, and if not deactivated, you're going to get bacterial and other infections, viral infections, that Allicin C can knock out. I'm not prescribing. I'm just telling you.
N-acetylcysteine,
NAC, is crucial to try to block the spike protein from latching on to your cells via the ACE2 receptor. You're 100% correct. So all these things are just crucial. Ivermectin, I've had people write to me, and they've gone into a Grange store or an ag store.
Yeah, you don't want to buy the animal stuff. It's different.
It is different, but people actually have done that. So it's great to know you can get the people variety at giveitalldaypharmacist.com, right?
All Day Chemist.
Chemist, sorry.
AllDayChemist.com. And they have an office in Los Angeles. What I did, it's very easy. I filled out what I wanted on the website, and then I chose send a check to Los Angeles. And that's what I did. I sent them a check, and my shipment's on the way. And this was just a week ago.
What are they, tablets? What are they giving to
you? Yeah,
they're just
ivermectin tablets. Right. And I bought 90 12-milligram tablets. If you're 150 pounds or less, you want 12-milligram. If you're over 150 pounds, you want 18-milligram. But you can still order 12 and cut one in half and make it a 12-and-a-half, which is 18 for anybody over 150 pounds, but I'm telling you, this stuff, and you know, it was Dr. Merrick, this doctor who actually knew how to cure sepsis. He invented how to cure sepsis, and he knew Merrick and four other clinical doctors from all over the world got together, and they found out that this is really not, this COVID garbage, it is not a respiratory illness. This thing is not respiratory. The respiratory problem comes when the COVID is almost over and your body's inflammation, which normally happens with any disease. This is what he said. It happens with any illness you get inflammation and it burns it out of your body and goodbye. Okay? He said, but the inflammation goes wacko in your body with COVID and then it settles in your lungs. But you don't need a ventilator and you don't need oxygen. No. What you need is massive vitamin C and massive steroids, which are anti-inflammatories. And he said what that does is it slams down the inflammation and it stops it. Bam, it's over. It took them not very long to figure this out, but do you think any of these people in America are going to use that?
Well, here's the deal. We are completely in bondage to Big Pharma. This country is owned by international pharmaceutical ghouls. All right? Now, India creates its own pharmaceutical lines, its own products. It's a country of 1.3 billion people. So they're fine. They sell things over the counter. You can go to Belize and buy things over the counter. They hear you got to go to a damn doctor, controlled substance, and you got to play all those games. Mexico, similar things. So the world is so advanced compared to this country. We are a prisoner. And
they even sell ivermectin over the counter in France, for God's sake.
That's true. That's true.
It's ridiculous. But, you know, what people aren't understanding is that we are only seeing the tip of the iceberg. This has been planned for decades. You know that. I mean, I can go all the way back to the 50s and tell you about this and how they planned it. Because everything that they planned, Senator Joe McCarthy wrote a book called America's Retreat from Victory in 1951. The book was actually all about General George Marshall. Okay? And Marshall loved the commies, and so did Eisenhower, who caved to everything. Remember MacArthur called Eisenhower a great clerk? That's all they would give him, a great clerk? Well, I'll tell you what, everything in this book from 1951 in the last chapter, and you can look this up on the web because it's on the web, the last chapter tells you exactly what Marshall succeeded in doing, and it's every bloody thing we're seeing today. It's everything.
General George C. Marshall.
Yep.
Another
George Catlett Marshall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
America's Retreat from Victory, and that's exactly what it was. Okay, now there's another one. If you want to go the Christian route, Corrie ten Boom in The Hiding Place, she laid out exactly what happened step by step with everything that happened. She was from the Netherlands and ended up in a concentration camp, and her sister died, blah, 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 on and on and on. Okay? In her book, The Hiding Place, it's all laid out. And by golly, if you pick that book up and read it, you will see that what she described happening all the way back then is exactly what is happening now. So that's the fascists that did it to Corrie. And it's Joe McCarthy who told about Catlett, you know, George Catlett, and what he did with the commies. So you got the fascists and the commies, and both of them had the same idea. And what we're seeing today is the end result of all of this. They succeeded in what they planned, and it's here again. Nobody reads history. Nobody knows history anymore. They don't teach
nobody
history
reads much
or
of anything
civics or anything.
The texts on their damn phones.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they read.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't
need
to know, they don't need to know how to write. They have predictive spelling for you. And they have Grammarly and other things. So you are an illiterate.
Oh, honey,
and you
they
can
don't
write
even
in
have
a literate
person. They can't sign a contract, for God's sake.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah.
But I want to tell you something important, because I heard from a girlfriend today in Iowa. And she is John Birch Society's Iowa gal, and she is something else. She is, whew, boy, she's really doing a great job. Anyway, Sidney Powell was out there and spoke to a lot of people, big crowd. And she called me today, my friend, and she said, you know, Sidney does not think that anything is going to change, despite the fact that all of us know that many states cheated. She is not looking to believe that anything is going to happen that's going to undo this. And you've got all these Republicans talking about, oh, in 22, we're going to take back the House, you know, and then in 24, Trump's going to get back. No. I'm sorry.
Oh, please. So no more fairy tales for Sidney. I got it.
See, no, that's not Sidney saying that. Sidney's saying,
your friend,
if they don't fix this, it's over. Why even bother voting? Because, I mean, why bother? Right?
I'm not voting anymore. No,
it's insanity.
And
look at Ohio just spent $6 million ordering what? A whole bunch of Dominion machines. Isn't that nice?
Well, nothing's going to change, dear friend.
No. No, and that's what Sidney says. She says nothing's going to change, and I'll tell you why. Nothing is going to change because America's people are still too lazy. They're in their recliners, they're drinking their beer, and they're watching all the sports with the kneelers when the flag comes out. Okay? So until somebody's at their door saying, I want your guns, or maybe it has to even be worse. Give me your arm. I want to jab it. I don't know what it's going to be. But whatever it's going to be, I can't get these people to get up off their butts. And until we do, we are facing a very nasty-looking future. Mm-hmm. And that's a fact.
A very nasty communist future. And that's a fact.
Yep. Do you know who Royston Potter is, a former Army officer, by any chance?
Doesn't ring a bell,
okay.
But that doesn't mean I haven't heard it. I don't know.
Well, he put out a 4 or 5 minute video not long ago, and I included it in my latest article that'll be out tomorrow. I think I sent it to you, but I just sent you the Word document. But he said in this 4 minute interview, he said, I'm telling you people, you got to get your houses in order. It's time. It's past time. And he's talking about the supply chains, the ships, and the cargo, all of it being slowed down, the trains bringing things into towns and counties and so forth being stopped, and the grocery shelves. I don't know how much you're seeing out there, but here in East Tennessee, my grocery shelves are still empty of certain things. And I have said to some of the stock people, why can't you get this? It has been over a year and a half. Well, they're just not sending it to us.
A year and a half? A year and a half.
Yeah, over a year and a half.
Wow.
This guy, Potter, says, look, the elitists are turning off the economy, keeping it shut down rather than allowing the pre-COVID status to return because they don't want it to. And the attacks are coming on multiple levels. Everything is a shortage. My husband works for a company he's worked for 35 years. They can't get aluminum. They can't get steel. Building industry can't get wood. But this Potter fellow says, wait until they shut off your energy. You have no heat. You have no air conditioning in
climates. Cyber attack on the grids are talking about. That's
of
what you're
course.
Talking about. We got
and
one or two days
says,
before we regress to the Middle Ages. That's it. No cops.
Well, that's what they're planning. Yeah.
Of course.
And he says assaults are happening on multiple fronts that people aren't even paying attention to, with full spectrum dominance. And this is only the beginning. He said, you better be stocking up or we're going to be like Cuba and Venezuela, and all you can buy in the grocery is canned beans. Hmm?
You can survive, and I've told people, go out and buy as many cases of your favorite baked bean as you can, because you can survive on a can of beans a day for a while if you have to. That's all it'll take. You can do it. You'll lose weight. A lot of Americans could afford to lose a little weight.
Oh, yeah,
That will keep them alive. I don't care if you don't have to buy fancy, schmancy, organic survival food packs. Go out. There's another one called Four Patriots. They have some pretty good things. The numeral Four Patriots. I don't own any company stock. They have good products. And it's reasonable. So there's another way. But if you're really just wanting to do something simple, get your favorite. I like one. It's made by Walnut Acres, I believe. It's honey-baked beans with onion or something. Anyway, you could buy. I can live on that. And you can too. Tastes good.
Well,
it's
and
fine.
If you've got any background in farming and canning, if you can grow your own garden every summer and can what you grow, I mean, I can all kinds of things.
It's all doable.
And,
well, you're a wizard in the kitchen. You're a baker too.
Yeah,
Kelly's
that's right.
She's runs a bakery.
I can make my own bread and everything else. But really, I mean, we can survive if you just make some plans. And if you're really dumb in the kitchen and eat out all the time, then you better get some groceries in and stock your shelves. I was actually talking to a 79-year-old about that today, and he said, ooh, I think we're going to do this. And I said, well, you better plan on having some extra storage space, too. But I wanted to also talk, remember we talked about Pence last time, Mike Pence?
Yeah.
Well, I've got to write another article on him because of the things I told you last time. But I found out, maybe you already knew this, but I didn't know this, but Dr. Simone Gold, she told in an interview a while back that, did you hear about this, where she took all this information on hydroxychloroquine? This was before Trump was out of office.
You need to tell that story. That's a good one.
Okay. Do we have to go to a break, or are we okay for a minute?
You just go ahead. We'll deal with it. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay. So here's what happened. She and her gang, they got everything written up on hydroxychloroquine, how it could totally stop the whole COVID nightmare, okay?
Right.
And because, remember, Trump had even mentioned it on air and said that he was taking hydroxychloroquine. Mike Flynn has taken it for 30 years. I don't know why he takes it. Maybe it's malaria. Who knows?
Probably.
But he's taken it for 30 years, never worn a mask, nothing.
Uh-huh.
He's always been fine, never got it, okay?
Right.
It's a prophylactic as well as it would help you if you got it, if you got COVID in the early stages, it would kill it off, okay? So she took all of this information with her people to Pence, sat down, gave him all the paperwork, said, you get this to Trump. If you get this to Trump, we don't need no bloody vaccine, and this will save him from anybody thinking that they're going to unelect this guy, because he will be a hero and this thing will be over. Pence never gave it to Trump. Never did. Never.
Pence is a traitor.
Of
end
course
of story.
He is.
That's all.
Unbelievable traitor.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Yep. And there's more.
All right.
There's more about that sucker. Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. We will pause now. Kelly and I will be right back. Stand by, everybody. Okay, Kelly Nelson is back with us. You can find Kelly's articles at newswithviews.com. We have them at our place as well, and we have her on the air with us, and we're going to have her on more. She is a remarkable wealth of knowledge, insight, first-hand information. So I will turn it back over to you, my dear. You go right ahead.
Well, you know, there's a couple things I wanted to talk about that's going on, and I heard in the last few days that Biden is planning on giving a speech. I don't know if you probably got more information than I do, because I'm running around here with it, doing a million other things. But
crazy.
I have heard that he plans on giving a speech and telling us that they're going to shut us down again because of the quote-unquote variants. And the variants are Delta and Lambda. I guess they're going to go through the Greek alphabet with this. Huh?
There's an Epsilon out there, too, that's been talked about. So, that's
good.
What they're doing. Yeah.
Is this insane or what? They don't even have an isolated COVID-19. How in heaven's name... They've never been able to test for the variants because they don't have a test for COVID. How can they test for? They are telling us insanity.
Yep.
Okay.
And the sheep are going along with it, Kelly. They're not
they
out in the streets by the millions, telling them to go to hell, which is what
and
they
I'll
should
tell
be
you
doing.
What? It's all over the world. You've got France, Italy, Greece, the UK, all of them are out marching. They don't want this garbage anymore. Where's America? Everybody's still sitting in their recliners. And the CDC director, Rochelle, what's her name, Walensky? I think that's her name. She said the Delta variant now represents 83% of sequenced coronavirus cases.
Sequenced.
You know, they're feeding us, and you know, these dum-dums believe this.
I know.
It just blows my mind. How do you pronounce this fellow's name? He's a French virologist, Luc Montagnier.
Luc Montagnier. Perfect.
Montagnier. Okay, well, I took French in high school, but I never really did like it. But, okay, he's a recipient of the 2008 Nobel Prize in Medicine.
Yeah.
And he says, he actually has said this on several interviews, that the vaccines don't stop the virus. They actually do the opposite. They feed the virus and they facilitate its development, get this, into stronger and more transmittable variants. These new virus variants, he says, will be more resistant to vaccination and may cause more health implications than their original versions. Now, look, we all know this is a fact. This is a scientific, true medical fact. Every variant of any virus or flu bug or cold or whatever it is only 3% of the original. If you have had the original, any variant that comes along is so weak in comparison to the original that you already have the antibodies against
right.
it. Okay?
It's called science. It's called science.
Yeah, that's real
Absolutely.
Science.
Yeah.
These people are lying to us, and now they're telling us, oh, you're going to have to put face diapers back on now, too. You've got to all wear your diapers, even inside your house and in public settings in areas where there's widespread transmission. And do you know what they want to do to our children? They want them all masked up, and from ages 2 to 12, you try putting a mask on a toddler. And see how long that lasts. Huh?
Kelly, did you see the video of a newborn where the nurses said the baby is, once it's born, it's no longer your direct property.
Yes.
We have a right to test it. And they crammed
that was in
the swab.
UK.
They put
mm-hmm.
the swab up the baby's nose. These people should be taken outside to the woodshed. I'm telling you.
That was in the UK, in the NHS.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that. I was pretty much appalled because I don't think anybody is really fighting back. They're not doing what they should be doing. I mean, what's happening is outrageous. But it's been so long now that they've become accustomed to it and they're just falling in line. And now we've got this despotic governor in New York who says he's going to spend $50 million on his door-to-door policy. And what's he going to do if people decide at the door, oh yeah, okay, I'll go get the vaccine. They immediately are going to put them in a car and take them to get their jab right now. They aren't going to let you change your mind.
Well, this guy's he's a world-class thug, let's be honest.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever seen who he's married to and that she smokes pot in the governor's car? And
no.
His two kids are just losers. Okay, here's another thing that nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Ezekiel Emanuel. You know who he is. He's the brother of Rahm Emanuel. And mm-hmm. Rahm Emanuel used to be Obama's chief of staff, and then he became Chicago mayor. Hmm? Remember all
mm-hmm.
that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ezekiel Emanuel stated, and this has been a good while back when he was still working with Obama, he said, there is no life after 75. So at age 75, everybody needs to die.
Mm-hmm. And that's Rahm's brother saying that, okay?
Yeah, Ezekiel Emanuel. And also, He was the top advisor to the World Health Organization president and China mouthpiece, Dr. Tedros Adhanom. Okay? That's what else he was. But now, he is also one of the COVID-19 advisors to Biden. So I'm wondering if he told Biden that, hey, you're over 75, it's time you die.
Kind of doubt it. It's so bad.
Is this unreal or what?
Yeah, it's completely unreal.
Yeah.
Oh, I found something. I found something that's going up in the news. Now, you know the name Dr. John Coleman. He wrote the book Conspirators,
yeah.
Hierarchy, Committee of 300. It took him five years
of
research.
Oh, honey, I have all his books and a lot of his monographs.
Well, he was his monographs were wonderful. He was a frequent guest, but we became friends. He's still alive, and
yes.
I wish I could get in touch with him. If anybody has
any
ideas. Oh, I know, but he was living in Reno at the time, so he was here. Anyway.
Yeah, he's been here for a long time.
I found, 69, I think, I found a video of a speech he gave. Oh, it had to be the end of the 90s, late 90s, 98. And I'm going to put it up at the top of headlines, and it's about an hour and 40 minutes long. And once you start watching it, you will not want to stop. This man is absolutely brilliant. And just listen to it in pieces. You will learn so much. It's amazing. We used to talk off air, and I'm telling you, the man was just an endless pit of brilliance that I was stunned by. They tried to kill him during the time we were friends, and fortunately they didn't succeed. But his books... I'm glad you've got them. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I've had the originals, which he did not take things out of, because in the later editions, he removed things, and I asked him one time, why did you do that? He said, well, I just didn't think people really cared. I said, my God, all that stuff you had in there was pertinent.
Yeah.
You know, you don't take out those little pieces, because those little pieces add up to where you really know that somebody is rotten.
That's wonderful. You got you knew him, and you had a chance to talk with him.
Oh yeah, I used to put him on different radio programs.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing that I remember about the man, and this was in one of his monographs, and he said the reason that cigarettes became so addictive because, listen, I had family that could sit down, they were all farmers, they could sit down and have a cigarette after the luncheon, the big meal in the middle of the day, but they didn't smoke any other time, one cigarette, okay? They weren't addicted. It was just tobacco in plain paper. Okay. Well, you know why they addicted him? Because he said they were putting the papers through what do I want to call it? That through something that was very much like cocaine, and made the cigarettes and the tobacco far more addictive. And I remember reading that in his monograph, and I said, "Oh my God, no wonder
people have such a hard time quitting. MSG in it." Look. The cigarette papers, I read one study, the papers that they use to make the cigarettes with are completely unregulated, and they counted nearly 1,000 different chemicals in the papers.
Absolutely.
Think about it. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay, now, I want to go back to Ezekiel for a minute, because more important than Ezekiel... but something that he will love, the next target for messenger RNA jabs after COVID-19, you know,
and there are about 17 of those mRNA vaccines, under development, just so you know. There are a lot of them under development.
Oh, yes, but here's the key. They are now going to put them in all the flu vaccines, the yearly flu vaccines.
If they haven't already been dosing the flu vaccines with other things.
Thank you for that stuff. But never get a flu shot. But here's the other thing that's very interesting, and this was told by a doctor who's 20 minutes from me. His name is Brian Artis. and he was originally interviewed by Brannon House, but now he's been interviewed by, what's the man's name, Fulmich from Germany? Is that how you pronounce it, Fulmich? I don't know. Anyway, he said he dug into the FDA, and he found out that 2 months before the so-called quote-unquote vaccine even came out, the FDA had actually put out all of the side effects, including death, and that was in one of their internal slides on slide 16 of 25 slides that they showed in the FDA. Okay? So they knew exactly what they were doing, and they've got an EUA still on this, which is emergency use authorization. Okay?
Yeah.
But they knew it was going to kill or disable or really give you terrible side effects. All of them knew. And they knew long time ago, before even those 2 months. And this is murder. This is murder. I have stopped.
There's no other word for it. Reiner Fulmich is a very, very astute gentleman.
Yes,
he's interviewed a lot of people, and he doesn't play games. And look, there are people out there who will tell it like it is. This is mass murder. It absolutely is.
And I'll tell you, the other thing that Brian Arda said, this doc, I'm going to go over there and interview him because he's only 20 minutes from me. The other thing he said was all of these numbers that you're seeing on VAERS, because they're removing a lot of them now. You know, we were up to 11 or 12,000 deaths in America. 13,000 now. He said they're starting to remove them and cut it in half. He said, but here's what you've got to do. Every time you look at any of these numbers for America, add two zeros at the end, and you'll get the reality, because they're only reporting 1%. So you're adding another 99% by putting two zeros on the end, and that'll give you the true figures. He said there have been over 1 million people who have died in America from this already.
Brian Ardis is correct. I have a video going up with Dr. Brian Ardis. He is correct. I believe this, that there are over 1 million people who have directly and indirectly been killed by these vaccines, and we are not being told about it. The other edge on this double-edged horror is that they're going to make billions upon billions, not with the vaccine sales. We know that. That's true. But by treating people who have microclotting disorders of many different kinds, all manner of disease issues, which are not disease issues at all. They're injuries. But the medical community is going to play ball, and they're going to make billions on death. Same old story.
But all of it, see, my own doctor told me, and this was, what, 4 months ago, 5 months ago we were there, and my own internist told me, he said, across the board, it's a 99.75 recovery. What the hell do we need a vaccine for?
You know?
He said, this is better recovery than seasonal flu. And I said, well, you tell me, Doc.
Artis is a good man, then. I'm not too familiar with him yet, but I will be after we play this video.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. He's a chiropractor, and a year ago, his father-in-law got sick, and they refused to give the proper protocol, and that blew this man's mind, Dr. Artis, and he said, that's it, because it killed his father-in-law. He said, I'm finding out what the hell is going on here. And he did, and he's been digging around in this ever since. And some of the stuff he's come up with, it's just astonishing. He's really done some great interviews, and he's getting a lot of press now. And the man is really quite involved in all of the... He should be a regular physician, because the way he talks and what he's dug into, he knows what he's doing.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting. I now I've got more background on him. It's the first video I've seen by him, featuring him. I think I've seen one more, but this is the first one recent. So we'll put that up tonight for everybody. It'll say, Dr. Brian Ardis, we are witnessing the intentional medical genocide of humanity.
Yes, we are. Yes, we
what
are.
Do you say?
Yeah. And you know who Dr. Yeadon is. He's
sure.
That former Pfizer VP. And
yep.
Okay, this guy, he's getting more and more verbal with everything he says. He started out kind of soft, just like McCullough did. I love Peter McCullough.
Yeah.
Starts out soft, but as time has gone on, same with Dr. Merrick, as time has gone on, these men have said, this is murder. And Yeadon actually said severe adverse reaction and mass death from messenger RNA COVID vaccines are virtually guaranteed, especially for pregnant women, and 0.8% of treatment recipients will die within 2 weeks. The rest will die within 3 years. There you have it.
I've run those videos. Yeadon is a hero, a big hero.
He is. And there's so many other ones. There are other doctors all over the world. Well, there's one in Canada, and I can't think of his name right off because I didn't write it down, but he actually has done tests on all the patients that he has had have the so-called vaccine, the jab, okay?
Bryden, it could be Dr. Bridle you're talking about?
Byron
Bryden?
Yes,
Bryden Bridle is his name. Okay.
He said that 62% of them have blood clots, and some of them are so dang tiny they would never be picked up on a CT or an MRI.
That's right. That's Dr. Bryden.
And that's why they have headaches.
And of course.
He said, this is going to kill them.
They're stroking all the time, and they're having cerebral pain. The other one up there is Dr. Roger Hodgkinson. That's the other one.
I've seen his, too. And Dr. Hoff, I don't know how you pronounce it.
I don't know if it's Hoff or Hoffy. I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I think it's Hoffy. He's very good, too. But now let me just tell you something. I got a 79-year-old friend that I live next door to in Park Ridge, Illinois. He lived next door to my mother, him and his wife. He had the vaccine, so did she, and I thought, oh, my God, you crazy fool. 2 weeks later, I may have told you this last time, but 2 weeks later, he had pulmonary embolisms. Three weeks after that, he had AFib in his heart and had to go have ablation done to get it back into the rhythm. This is two side effects of that freaking vaccine. And the worst one is Pfizer. That is the very worst one. And that's the one he took. Unbelievable. You know, and I've told people that have had this. I said, I don't want you in my house. You can't come in my house again.
You can't.
Because you
can't
shed that stuff onto me.
Yeah. And if they do come in, they must wear masks and they must wear gloves and they mustn't touch anything. And then you've got to air the whole house out.
Oh, I don't want him in my house, but I'll tell you what. My veterinarian had it, the shot, because his wife has so many comorbidities. So when I took my dogs in, I said, you gown up and you put rubber gloves on and do not pull my dogs to your body. He did it. And I sent him all the information. He said, where did you get this? I said, I can get it anywhere. It's out on the CDC and it's out on the FDA. They have admitted it. And they've had shedding vaccines in Australia for years. Gosh.
Unbelievable, Kelly. Truly unbelievable. And it just gets worse.
I know, honey.
All right. Thank you.
It's been nice.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and we'll have you on again soon, very soon.
All right. You take care.
Okay. You too. Thanks. Kelly Nelson. All right. We'll be right back. Hang on.